We started looking at the last two Sundays concerning the name of Jesus. And very often for us, it's a difficult concept to connect the name and the presence of a person, the character, the nature, putting it together. But the grace of God, the Holy Spirit, is helping all of us to be able to realize the tremendous connection that the name of Jesus and his presence cannot be separated. And it's in praying in his name, it's not a formula, and it's really knowing that he's here with us, Emmanuel, God with us. And that's what we've been having a look at. So I want to just recap very briefly before we look at something this morning. we've been looking there in Deuteronomy 33. And this is when Moses is asking concerning his presence to go with them and showing him his glory. But there's a lot here that I want to I'm not going to go into it, but just to share a little bit over here, because later on you'll see how it fits in. Moses said to the Lord, "You have been telling me, lead these people, but you have not let me know whom you will send with me." It's very interesting that he is saying who, speaking about a person, speaking about someone that will go with Moses in leading these people, leading the Israelites into the promised land. And so already he's dealing with a person, he's dealing with somebody. You have said, "I know you by name and have found favor with me. If you are pleased with me, teach me your ways so that I may know you and continue to find favor with you." Now, these words are important, that I may know you. It's very, very important as we go on, and you'll understand the motive behind praying in the name of Jesus and understanding what eternal life is. Remember, Jesus said, "This is eternal life, that they may know you, the only true God and the Son, Jesus Christ." And so it's very important to understanding when we are praying in the name of Jesus, when Jesus says, ask whatever you ask in my name, I will do it, so that the Father is glorified in his Son. And so yeah, you see there's a tremendous foundation being laid in understanding motive in praying in the name of Jesus, the motive of whatever we do, whatever we say, we do it in the name of Jesus. The motive behind the Lord's Prayer, "Father in heaven, hallowed be your name, your kingdom come." But that we will spend maybe next Sunday more into that. But just to mention it this morning. And he says over there, "Please teach me your ways so that I may know you." Very, very important. The Holy Spirit teaches for the purpose of us knowing the reality of God. Remember, this nation is your people. And then look what he says over here. "The Lord replied, 'My presence will go with you, and I will give you rest.'" What a statement that God gives to Moses. "My presence will go with you, and I will give you rest." We'll connect those just now. "Then Moses said to him, 'If your presence does not go with us, do not send us up from here. How will anyone know that you are pleased with me and with your people unless you go with us? What else will distinguish me and your people from all the other people on the face of the earth?" And then the Lord said to Moses, "I will do the very thing you have asked me because I am pleased with you and know you by name." Very important. And Moses said, "Now show me your glory." And the Lord said, "I will cause all my goodness to pass in front of you, and I will proclaim my name, in your presence. I will have mercy on whom I will have mercy, and I'll have compassion on whom I will have compassion. And then we see in the next chapter, then in Exodus chapter 34, and we see that that took place, just recapping from last two Sundays. Then the Lord came down in the cloud and stood there with him and proclaimed his name, the Lord. And he passed in front of Moses, proclaiming, the Lord, the compassionate and gracious God, slow to anger, abounding in love and faithfulness, maintaining love to thousands, and forgiving wickedness, rebellion, and sin. Yet he does not leave the guilty unpunished. He punishes the children and their children for the sins of their parents to the third and fourth generation. So here we see again that God, the name of God and his presence cannot be separated. And so God says, okay, I'm going to reveal my presence. I'm going to reveal my glory. I'm going to mention my name. And so God proclaims his name. And as he proclaims his name, the manifest presence of God is revealed to Moses. The glory of God, the revealed reality, the tangibleness of God is made known to Moses. So Moses, as the Lord was proclaiming his name, Moses was living and experiencing the real presence of the goodness of God, the real tangible manifestation of the mercy, of the kindness of God, of the justice of God, of the righteousness of God. That was what Moses was experiencing, because God was revealing himself there as he proclaimed his name. And that is what we've been looking at, because when we pray in the name of Jesus, when we are ministering in the name of Jesus, whatever we're doing in the name of Jesus, there is the manifest presence of our Lord Jesus by the Holy Spirit. It's being made known in our situation, in our environment. And that is why we looked at the last time there, where we looked at in Matthew chapter 1, when we saw over there, when the angel spoke concerning the name of Jesus to Joseph, she will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus. So this name Jesus is a name that the Father has giving to this baby, this son, the Son of God, because, and now he gives the reason, because he will save his people from their sins. So one of the understandings that we have is that when we pray in the name of Jesus, the manifestation of salvation in its fullness is manifesting. Jesus, the Savior, is manifesting. And so what's he saved us from? And so that's an area where the Holy Spirit must make known and reveal to each and every one of us, so that we are fully persuaded the reality of Jesus being the Savior. So when we pray in the name of Jesus, you know salvation in its fullness, and by faith we receive that understanding. So press into that, so that the Spirit of God will really, that you will be fully persuaded that as you pray in the name of Jesus, Jesus as saving people from their sins is revealed, the consequences of sins, etc., etc. So again, just remember that as you pray in the name of it. This is one of the tremendous revelations, the manifestations when we pray in the name of Jesus. And all this took place, verse 22, all this took place to fulfill what the Lord had said through the prophet: the virgin will conceive and give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel, God with us. So the name of Jesus, God with us. The name and the manifestation of God being with us is a reality. So we know when we're praying in the name of Jesus, we know that God is with us. It's a revelation, it's a manifestation of God being with us. And that's why we looked in the Great Commission last time, where Jesus says, all authority in heaven and earth has been given to me. And he gives them the tremendous Great Commission. And then he says, the truth is, I'm going to be with you always to the very end of the age. Emmanuel, I will be with you always. God is with you. So therefore you go make disciples because God is with you. Go in my name. When you go in my name, my presence is there. The revelation of Jesus saving people from their sin is there. The fullness of who I am is made known. God in his fullness is being made known. And so we are learning to actually believe that. It's been amazing just to listen to testimonies of how the Lord is really helping us to become free of using the name of Jesus as a technical term to end a prayer. And there's no faith there. It's just a ritual. It's just a religious formula. But now in praying, it's no longer, now there's faith in the name of Jesus. And remember in Acts chapter 3 and verse 16, where we see over there when Peter healed that lame person, silver or gold I do not have, but what I do have I give you in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, walk. So as Peter is saying in the name of Jesus, the manifestation of Jesus the healer, Jesus the one who has took people's by stripes you're healed, etc. All that is now manifesting over there, and Peter is totally persuaded in the presence of Jesus with them. He is totally persuaded that he's not alone, but Jesus is here, and now by the Holy Spirit, Jesus is going to minister to this person. It's like Jesus is still physically there with Peter, and Peter knew that Jesus would not bypass this man that's calling out. He would stop and he would speak to this person. He would release healing. And so that's the faith. That's the persuasion. So when you and I, for instance, are just coming and maybe there's a healing, maybe there's something that you're coming and you're aware, but Lord, that's why the understanding of that, of when God revealed to Moses his goodness. You and I, when we have that understanding and we are fully persuaded God is good, when we pray in the name of Jesus, you know that God in his goodness, God in his compassion, in his mercy, he's now coming and he's spending time with you and I, and he is now ministering, he's ministering to us, and we are receiving. So we're asking and we are receiving in the name of Jesus, knowing that Jesus is not rushing past us. He's with us. He's ministering to us. He's touching us. He's healing us, whatever it may be that we are asking. And that's the faith that we have in the name of Jesus, that the Holy Spirit is working in us so that we are fully persuaded in really believing that the name of Jesus and his person is not separated. And that's why in verse 16, by faith in the name of Jesus, by faith in the name of Jesus, this man you see and know was made strong. It is Jesus' name and the faith that comes through him that has completely healed him, as you can all see. Remember, Jesus, faith comes from hearing the message. The message is concerning Jesus Christ. Jesus is the author and perfecter of our faith. So this faith that we receive, it's Jesus is imparting it into us. We're hearing, we are fully persuaded that he is able to do what we're going to ask him now because he's with us. So in his name, the person Jesus is with us, and now he's going to be ministering, and we are persuaded. So the manifestation of the fact that he's with us is tangible. Okay? Moses prayed. Let's quickly go back to, God said, Moses asked the Lord that question over there. How will anyone know that you are pleased with me and with your people unless you go with us? What else will distinguish me and your people from all the other peoples on the face of the earth? And now that's why we are the privileged folk to really be fully persuaded that when we pray in the name of Jesus, it's as if Jesus is standing there and Jesus is touching those people's lives, so that we as the people of God, we are those who are in Christ Jesus, we are distinguished. People will know they will know that we are the disciples of Jesus, because they can see the evidence of the life of Jesus being made known through us. Okay? So this is the invitation for us now, to spend time to be fully persuaded, spending time asking the Lord Jesus to give us, to really let us be so persuaded that when we come in your name, we will know that you are present and you're involved in manifesting and ministering to people. Okay? We will deal with motive, as I said, probably next Sunday if God leads that way. But there's the motive behind this is very powerful in understanding what it means to pray in the name of Jesus, the motive of praying in the name of Jesus. Now, in saying all of that there, one of the incredible things that we see then in the teaching of Jesus, let me just quickly go over here, is that Jesus prays and he's speaking to the Father. And again, I'm just recapping from last Sunday. And in John chapter 17 and verse 6, I have revealed you to those whom you gave me out of this world. That word, I have revealed you, that's a word for name. Let me just see if I can click over there. Name, there's the Greek word for name. So I have revealed your name. Again, can you see the name and the person cannot be separated? So Jesus' whole ministry was to reveal the name of this Father. He ministered, as I shared last Sunday, the Father sent him. The authority of Jesus' ministry was based on the Father sent him. And Jesus has come in the name of his Father. And so Jesus' ministry was to make the Father known, to reveal his name, to make the Father real to people. And that is why in Hebrews chapter 1, in the past God spoke to our ancestors through the prophets at many times in various ways. And next Sunday we will look at Elijah, we'll look at Elisha, we will look at all of the reason for the prophets at that time. But now we see at the last time, God, in these last days, he has spoken to us by his Son, whom he appointed heir of all things. It was Jesus' mandate. It was Jesus' heart. He was commissioned to make the Father known. He was commissioned to reveal the Father so that the people will know God the Father. They will experience this as eternal life, that they may know you, Father, and your Son, Jesus Christ. Okay, the motive behind asking in the name of Jesus. And then he says over there, but in this last days he has spoken to us by his Son, in whom he appointed heir of all things, and through him also he made the universe. The Son is the radiance of God's glory, the exact representation of his being, sustaining all things by his powerful word. So once again we see how Jesus he revealed the Father, because Jesus was manifesting. He came in the name of the Father, and because he came in the name of the Father, God the Father was there with him. God the Father was there with Jesus. So that's why when Jesus says, it's a Father working in me that's doing the work, it's a Father in me doing the work, that's the reality of coming in the name of his Father, knowing that it's his Heavenly Father doing the work through him. And so that's why Jesus, he showed us an example of what faith's all about in the name of the Father. Now he shows us, okay, now have faith in my name, in the name of Jesus. It's the same as I showed you, I ministered in the Father's name. It means that my Father was there with me doing the work. Now go and minister in my name, and you know that I am there with you doing the work by the power of the Holy Spirit. This is the invitation for you and I now to become fully persuaded that the name of Jesus and him being there, presently involved by the Holy Spirit, is ministering. To have that confidence now as we go forwards into this next season that we have now stepped into. There. And so, as we just stop for a moment to pray, Jesus in Matthew 18, says over here, I tell you the truth, whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. Again, truly I tell you that if two of you on earth agree about anything they ask for, it will be done for them by my Father in heaven. For where two or three gather in my name, there I am with them. So here we see an incredible truth concerning where believers come together that believe in his name, that's got faith in his name. Where believers come together and they come and ask. This is exactly the same as in John 14, where Jesus says, whatever you ask in my name, I will do it, so that the Father is glorified in his Son, Jesus Christ. So that motive of the Father being glorified is still over here. And that's why whatever you bind on earth, in other words, the English doesn't really bring it about, that which is already released, that which is already done in heaven, we can receive so that it's done here on earth. That which is allowed from God's perspective, thy kingdom come, thy will be done here on earth, when we in agreement, we can come in the name of Jesus, and that which is the will of God is made known. That which God does not want to take place on the earth, we come in the name of Jesus, and we then forbid that. We bind that so that it doesn't manifest on the earth. And so we see here this incredible agreement, this power of agreement here between two or three believers. There I am with them. The name of Jesus and his manifest presence cannot be separated. So this morning as we pray, here's us over here coming in his name. And because we're now going to just pray in his name, we are fully persuaded that he is with us. So when we're praying in his name, it's not Jesus is, oh, where are you? By faith now, he's here with us by the Holy Spirit. And so what we ask for, he will do, so that the Father is glorified in his Son. And I think for us, as we begin just practicing this, let's be in agreement, if you're keen, that what God wants to share with us is for the purpose of us knowing him, and that what he's sharing with us to be confirmed in our lives, so that our joy will be complete. So we want to learn now that as we come in the name of Jesus, and we're just asking, Father, what we ask, that what you share with us is the purpose is that we may know you and your Son, Jesus Christ. This is eternal life, the quality of life that God has for you and I, that we may know him. And so we want, that's really the heart there, so that what he's sharing with us will not be a fridge magnet, will not be a poster on the wall, but we will live in the reality and the joy of knowing God in the promises that he's going to be sharing with you and I. And that will be different for each and every one of us as the Holy Spirit ministers. Jesus, he spends time with you and I as we go through this next 20 minutes or so there. He's just going to be ministering to you and I. You're going to be receiving. But the receiving there is a purpose so that you and I may know how real God is, how good he is, how awesome he is. We may experience him. And that's so, let's just pray in his name and be fully persuaded. And then we're just going to go into an application now. So, Father, we want to thank you this morning, that we can come together in the name of your Son, knowing, Jesus, you are here with us in our very presence. We are in your presence. There's no distance. So thank you, as you have given us this incredible promise that is tangible, that we are fully persuaded that when we are praying in your name, you are here with us. So we ask today in your name, Jesus, that what the Father wants to share with us, the truth that he's sharing with us, that in this truth we will know the Father and you, Lord Jesus, that what you are going to share will be so real in our lives, you will confirm it. And as we walk into this week, we want to thank you for the fact is that you are answering. You are helping us to step into, to experience how real God is. Not just the word, but living in the reality of the goodness of God, the goodness of our Father, the kindness, the mercy, the authority, the power, the love, the grace of our Heavenly Father. So this today, Father, we come and ask in your name of Jesus, and we thank you, Lord Jesus, for being with us and ministering to us for your honor and for your glory. Amen. Amen. Okay, now I want to quickly just go back to that Exodus chapter 33, and here in verse 34, because the back, a little bit of a background. Remember now, Moses has now led the people out of captivity from Egypt, gone through the Red Sea, the miracles of God, and now they've come to Mount Sinai. And at Mount Sinai, God has spoken to them and given them a sort of a insight to the next chapter, the next outfolding of the prophetic word of the promise that he gave, first of all, to Adam and Eve about a Savior coming after they had fallen in Genesis chapter 3. Israel is now going to now step into the sort of the next page of the prophetic unfolding of those promises that God had given to Noah, to Abraham, to Isaac, to Jacob. They're in that place now where God has brought them to a mountain, here in Mount Sinai, and now God speaks to them and he says to them over here, then Moses went up, this is Exodus 19 verse 3, went up to God, and the Lord called to him from the mountain and said, this is what you are to say to the descendants of Jacob, and what you are to tell the people of Israel. You yourself have seen what I did to Egypt, and how I carried you on eagle's wings and brought you to myself. See, it hasn't changed. It's all the time. It's everything that God is doing is that people can know him, okay, and experience him and live in the reality of God. And how I carried you on eagle's wings and brought you to myself. Now if you fully obey and keep my covenant, then out of all nations you will be my treasured possession. Although the whole earth is mine, you will be for me a kingdom of priests and a holy nation. These are the words you are to speak to the Israelites. So here we see once more that they've now got to the place, gathered there, and God is making, giving them a promise, is making a covenant with them. And so they're now going to step into that next page, opening up there concerning the incredible word of God that he has spoken, as I shared, to Adam, to Abraham, and now he's speaking to Moses and to the Israelites. So Moses at the place where he's been, he's just received the Ten Commandments, and Remy comes down, and there's the people that's busy burning, got this golden calf, and they're worshiping this golden calf. And Moses now, you know what he did there, he smashed it there, and there was that whole incident of what he did there with the golden calf and so forth. Now after that, this is just after that, this is now when he received the Ten Commandments first, and he's about to receive the Ten Commandments for the second time. This is that gap period over there. And so Moses now, he's over there, and he realizes he has a new chapter in our lives. Here God has now made a covenant and is going to be opening up something in fulfilling what he had promised to Abraham. God, who are you going to send with us? Look at the people. Look what they have done already. Who are you going to send? What's going to make us different from every other nation? What's going to make us different so that we don't worship the golden calf again? So that we are not just like every other nation. We are unique. We are different. Who's going to go with us? And then the Lord says over there in verse 14, the Lord replied, my presence will go with you and I will give you rest. I'm sharing this because all of us, I believe, are sensing that change has come in our lives, or we're entering into change. There's a past of coming out of Egypt. There's a past of coming to Mount Sinai. But now we're at that place where we know that the next page of our life that's being opening up, God, we need you. And that is why he's giving us an understanding of what it means to pray in the name of Jesus, so that we know we're not alone. His presence, his person by the Holy Spirit is with us. And he said over there, my presence will go with you and I will give you rest. Now this word rest is a credible word because this is a key over here. It's in the picture of, just say two people are in a war, they're battling and they're fighting, and it's the third person, like the sort of the umpire, what umpire says, stop, take time out, just drop your swords, drop your hands, pause for a moment and rest. And it's a picture of you and I, where it's like a battle of the emotions, the battle of people's opinions, the battle of fears, anxieties, the battle of what's going to take place tomorrow, all of that anxiety that we may be facing. And the Lord says to us, just stop, cease from that. Just cease from that. And that's why that Psalm 46, verse 10, where it speaks about there, be still and know that I am God. It's the same thing over here. Be still and know. What do you recognize? The knowing again. So it's like God is saying, okay, you know you're moving into the change of your life. There's anxiety, next step. All you know that you may be changing and you're moving, whatever the case may be. Now, all that conflict, just put your hands down. Just be still. And in the being still, it's the reality of knowing just how incredible, real God, in the name of Jesus, Christ is with you by the Holy Spirit. He has overcome. Stand the reality of Jesus. And the more the Holy Spirit opens up the reality of Jesus, the more bold we are, the more confident we are about the future. Know how incredibly faithful he is. We know how his word is his word. He cannot lie. And all this now becomes a reality. Pause. Stop from the conflict. And really connect with God. Okay. Let me once again just connect. Now in this, Jesus, let me go to chapter 14 and verse 26. Again, Jesus, but I'm going to ask the Father and he's going to send you the Holy Spirit. And then Jesus says over there, further down in verse 25, the Holy Spirit whom the Father will send in my name. So now, just as the Father was sent and Jesus ministered and is ministering to the people, his Father was present. His Father was manifesting. His Father was doing the work. Him. Jesus says, now, go in my name. So now you and I know that as we go in the name, presently involved, he's with us. The Holy Spirit that we have received because we are a new creation. This is the joy of it, that when we are praying in the name of Jesus, the Father has sent, but is taking the work of Jesus, taking the reality. Of course, we have the Holy Spirit when, as you and I pray in the name of Jesus, the very, because of the Holy Spirit, the very presence of Jesus is surrounded by the Holy Spirit. Okay. And so that's, you know, when we share that Romans chapter of life that's in Christ Jesus, this is the manifestation of that. The Holy Spirit gives us life. The Holy Spirit is manifesting the life of Jesus in us, through us, around, etc., etc. We live in the very manifest presence of Jesus. And when then he says over there, the Holy Spirit whom the Father will send in my name will teach you all things said to you. Now, be still and know that I am God. I'll give you rest. Whatever it is, your quiet time, just take notice now of how the Holy Spirit is just bringing to your remembrance. It was a year ago, 5 years ago, a week ago, 6 hours ago, whatever that makes. It's important because the Holy Spirit is bringing you to the fact of what Jesus has taught, so that you can receive that, because that is very, very important now for this in front of you to step into that teaching, what Jesus has taught and has already taught. How the Holy Spirit is bringing things up to your remembrance. Remember that. Take hold of that. Okay? Is there peace I leave with you? My peace I give you. Be still and know that I'm with you, and I will give you rest. Now, because in the name of Jesus, the Holy Spirit, you and I can live in this place of rest, in this place of peace. That's the rest that you and I now experience with you. My peace I give you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled. And this is what, when we prayed earlier on and we were asking the Father to let his word become so confirmed in our life so that we may know him. And that's my prayer, that you and I will know the reality of the peace that is in Jesus. We will be free from the trouble. Do not your hearts be troubled and do not be afraid. For that to be released from us and for us now to live in the reality of the God of peace. We may know him. We may live in the reality of peace being present with us, God being present with us, the Holy Spirit's presence with us, the peace that he releases into our lives. And so that's part of the prayer for us as we now into the next page of our journey with God. And that, so as we have the communion this morning, again, you may want to just stop and just be still. You may want to just spend time, and Lord, thank you. This is what you've been bringing back and reminding me about, and just receiving that and letting the Holy Spirit minister to you. We're having the communion in the name of, we're having the communion together with him, breaking the bread with him, drinking the wine with him, spending time with him. We're in his presence. Because we're in his presence, salvation, the fullness of what salvation means, Emmanuel, God with us, all of that is now a reality for us who believe. So let's thank the Lord. Thank you, Father, for the moment that we can just enjoy having communion, the Lord's Supper together. And the joy now is that we come in the name of Jesus, knowing that, Lord, you are here, we are with you, and we share this meal with you. It's not a ritual. And I'm asking, Lord, as we share, I receive your ministry on each and every one of us in a unique way that only they know and you know, as you impart and you touch into each one, as they just open their heart and say, yes, Lord, I receive from you. So as we drink of the wine, we break the bread, your body, it's such a joy that we participate in your body. We participate in your incredible life. We participate in what that blood has done in the redeeming of our lives. And we want to thank you. But thank you for a celebration of your life, Lord. Thank you for asking the Father for the Holy Spirit. Thank you that we have received the Holy Spirit. And now the peace, whatever we need, we receive as we just enjoy a meal with you, Father. Just enjoy the communion together.